Hello and welcome to Call Center Tools, your show for all things call center. This is episode 7 for May 28th, 2006. My name is Rob, and as always, I'm joined again by Rick.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back, Rick. Thanks for putting up with us. In case you missed your last episode, we discussed performance reviews and evaluations. If you haven't yet, make sure you go check it out. It's a great episode. We've got a lot of good feedback from people on it. In this week's show, we're going to address call evaluation procedures.
In our industry, how you sound and how you act while you're on a call is very important. That is our whole industry. We should be actively monitoring and coaching our agents to ensure a quality call each and every single time.
Okay, we're going to go over a couple things here. How we monitor our agents' calls, how often we do it, what kind of feedback we get, and a couple things to focus on. First of all, Rick, as a supervisor and an entry-level technician, how do you take it when people monitor your calls?
I don't really have a problem with it. I understand it's a part of the job. Mm-hmm. It needs to be done. You call anywhere, and you always get that default. You know, this call may be recorded for training or quality purposes. It's just, it's a part of our lives, especially in our industry, so I really don't have a problem with it.
Okay. As a supervisor, have you ever had anybody that you've monitored that you have had, that they have had a problem with it?
I've never had any technicians or call agents have any problems with it. I've had some clients who have had problems with it. And one of the industries I worked in, we worked with a lot of franchise dealers, and they think they're, when they call, you need to drop everything that they, and assist them, so they get a little rude on the phone, they don't appreciate their calls being recorded, and then us playing those back, they think we're laughing at them, which is not really the case. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we can go back and look at those calls for, you know, if somebody's being rude or derogatory towards an agent, we can use those in certain cases.
And you can probably go back and see if it's something that the agent instigated.
Right.
Or if it was something that was unfounded.
We've had times also where somebody said that we've promised them something. We've gone back, played the tapes, there was no such promise made.
Okay.
So I guess it could say it protects both parties.
Okay.
And again, if the agent did promise it but then didn't document it, you know, it works both ways.
Okay. So let's say this then. First of all, how frequently should a tech be monitored?
Well, if it's a brand new tech, new to the phones, I think you should be monitoring a lot of calls.
Okay.
Two or three calls a day.
Okay.
So, you know, we do that for a couple of weeks or until they're comfortable.
Okay.
Or until you're comfortable with them.
But who's monitoring them? Is it a direct supervisor? Is it a manager? Is it a quality agent?
Depends on your organization. Some organizations do have a quality agent. Some, I've done both. I've been the supervisor that has the monitor calls, and I've had a quality team that's done it for me.
Okay.
It could also be a lead technician. It could be that person's sponsor or mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whoever it is, as long as they're trained up on it, they know what to look for, and they've done it consistently before, shouldn't be a problem.
So you said two or three times for the first couple of weeks, and then?
Then I'll drop it down to maybe one call per day.
Okay.
Just to make sure things are still going okay. After that, still comfortable, their scores are still high, then we'll go down, and I like to do for all my techs probably two calls per week.
Okay, and these are random calls, or how do you pick these calls?
Right, totally random.
Totally random, okay. And do the techs know that they're being monitored when you're monitoring them?
No. No, they don't. It basically, they're told that every single call can, and in some cases, a lot of cases, every call is recorded, and you just go out, pick out a couple of calls at random.
That would kind of defeat the purpose if you did tell them I'm going to monitor you.
Right, yeah. They know they're being monitored, of course, they're going to behave better.
Okay, so let me go into one of my important things about call monitoring. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it. Like you said, there could be a quality agent, supervisors could be doing it, and as a manager, I do probably one call a week from each of my techs just to see how they're doing, just so I can see how their voice sounds. One of the most important things that I want to stress here is immediate feedback.
Right.
You might monitor a call, and the agent might sound tired, it might sound distracted, they might forget to ask a person's return phone number. If you have that all documented and you write it down, you put it in the record, that's great, but they won't know how to fix it unless you give them feedback. So as a manager, what I do is as soon as I am done listening to that call, I tell the person, you know, go unavailable on your phone, and I want to talk about this call. I want to tell them either, hey, you did great, that was a perfect call, you know, I might use this for new hire training, or, you know, there's a couple things you could work on in that call, otherwise it was great, you know, make sure you repeat the person's question to them, so they know what you're saying. But immediate feedback is definitely one of the most important things when you're doing reviewing, and if, as a manager, you're not giving immediate feedback, you're wrong. And if, as a technician, you're not getting it, you should request it.
No, I agree exactly.
Okay.
You know, it's it's that much harder to try to go back to a call you did last week.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to remember it. Or, you know, if you did it that same day, you know, maybe a couple of minutes after the call is done, you can sit down and do it. In some organizations I've been in, we've had that ability where all calls were recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And we can actually sit down with the tech, play the call back, and point out things. If you don't have that capability, it's okay. Document it. Get it on a piece of paper. Have a scorecard. And then just go over each point of that scorecard with that technician. But it's very important, like you said, to do that immediate feedback.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what we do grade on. We talked about scorecards and going over different points. Let's talk a little bit about what we grade on, Rick. In front of us, we have a sheet. There's five different categories that I look at.
Okay.
And I know we've collaborated on the sheet, so the stuff that we've both done. Those categories are greeting and closing, the analysis and assessment of the call, the processing of the actual call itself, the resolution, and then professional skills. So let's talk a little bit about each one. First of all, greeting and closing.
Right.
You want to make sure the agent used the scripted greeting and the scripted closing. You know, we have a scripted greeting and closing for a reason. You know, consistency is the key in everything that we do in the call center industry. Also on the greeting and closing, we want to make sure that they obtained all the appropriate information and the appropriate call incident data.
Right. And it takes us to the next part. This is kind of the meat of the call here, the analysis and assessment. Did the agent understand what the caller was calling about? And in our case, we like the agent to actually paraphrase the issue back to the person. Kind of shows that level of understanding. We also check and make sure that person already called on this issue before.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a reoccurring issue mm-hmm. for that person? Also making sure, like I said, the agent understands the problem, that we can get into some of the troubleshooting questions. And the agent matches the caller's tone. If there's a technical call, do we match the agent's technical expertise?
Okay.
I'm sorry, the caller's technical expertise.
All right.
Next step, incident processing. This is where we're going in and trying to solve the problem. Are we asking the right questions? Are we probing? Are we getting more information? Are we getting error messages? Are we getting circumstances that led up to this? How often does it occur? Who is it affecting? Getting all that type of information. If we know the answer, are we guiding them through the right troubleshooting steps? Are we explaining why and how? Maybe get to prevent this from happening again. And again, educating the user on how to do this the next time, trying to reduce some of those calls into the help desk.
Okay.
Next step, resolution. We finally got it wrapped up. We're going to verify it with the caller, make sure the caller agrees, yes, this issue is resolved. If we didn't get it resolved, then we need to escalate this somewhere else or call them back for more research. We need to make sure we follow the established guidelines for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there a time limit? Do we need to convey something to the caller? Do we need to grab certain information?
You definitely want to set the caller's expectations on that, that if you're going to escalate it, it might be 48 hours before they get a call back because they're not sitting by the phone.
Right.
I'm upset. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't want them calling back every 10 minutes waiting for an answer.
Okay.
And also, make sure you give them contact information. You know, if you have any questions, here's where you reach me. Here's mm-hmm. my name. If there's a case or a ticket number, here is that information. Again, you don't want to have a caller get off the phone not knowing what to expect,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen. Remember, every caller thinks his call is the most important call, and
right.
we should treat it like that. Look, a good overall customer experience.
Okay, and then finally, one of the things that we grade on is professional skills. And professional skills, there's a couple different things. That's, did the agent demonstrate empathy during the call? If somebody's calling with a problem, we want to get that fixed. You may get it fixed, but you might just sound like, you know, a robot, and people aren't going to appreciate that. Secondly, did the agent demonstrate confidence? You got to sound like you know what you're doing. You got to get that person to believe that you know exactly what you're doing and they'll have no problem calling you back. We got to make sure the agent didn't use any slang, any inappropriate language. Make sure the agent spoke clearly. Make sure they use a positive tone during the call. And then make sure they followed established hold procedures. Now, hold procedures, transfer procedures, conference call procedures, we can make a whole podcast on that alone, on the difference between warm transfers, cold transfers. But those procedures, we have all documented out. We'll make sure that they have those. Agent avoided initiating excessive dead air. If you have to do something like a reboot, we don't want the person sitting there for 3 or 4 minutes.
Not saying anything, right.
So, you know, how's the weather? just some generic topic that you can talk about. But that's pretty much it for professional skills. So this whole sheet, we have yes, no, not applicable. And once the sheet's done, we mark it off. We talk to the agent about it, like I talked about, that immediate feedback. And then we file it. That way we can see, you know, is this agent getting better? Are they getting worse? Are they plateauing? What's going on? Anything else to add, Rick?
No, that's it. I think for everything you mark a no on, you should definitely give a reason.
Absolutely.
For an example, point it out. You know, hey, at at 5 minutes into your call, you used an inappropriate word.
Mm-hmm.
Just document it so we can go back and listen to it instead of, you know, guessing what's going on. That's pretty much it. Just be consistent. Keep the scorecard for everybody. Do it for everybody. Hopefully you get some better calls out of it.
Okay. Good. All right, so to sum everything up, consistency will ensure a quality performance each time. You got to be consistent with your agents. You got to be consistent in the call monitoring, however often it is that you do it. When you do monitor somebody, immediate feedback. Immediate feedback is key. Like I said before, I'll say it again. If you're a manager or supervisor and you're evaluating people and you're not giving them feedback, you're doing them a disservice. You're not helping them to grow. If you're a technician or if you're a call center agent and you know you're being monitored but nobody's giving you feedback, you need to ask for it. Ask them how you can get better. Ask them what you're doing wrong and how you can improve and make things better. So once again, consistency. I think in every one of our wrap-ups, I talk about consistency. In a job like this, that's definitely key.
Right.
That's it for today's show. Make sure to tune in next time. We hope you enjoyed the show, and as always, thanks for tuning in.
Don't forget, as always, we want to hear your feedback and ideas. Please feel free to email us at callcentertools@gmail.com or leave a comment on our website, callcentertools.net.
That's right. One last thing I want to talk about, Rick. The website is finally up and running.
All right.
www.callcentertools.net. You can grab the podcast there. Any documents that we refer to on the podcast will be available for download there. So give it a visit. Let us know what you think about it.
Until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Rob.
And we hope you have a great week.